Nico exclaimed, "Cover your face! Fast!" I put one hand over my face, unsure of what the spy-like idea was going to do to help this. Nico rushed inside the house, then, once inside, went up a white, flower-embroidered staircase. She took a turn to a room labeled, "Not Please" in black-bold letters. "Nico, who's your new friend? Also, make sure you put your pink dress on for the party," a young lady shouted. It must have been her mom. "One second, Stella." "Yes, I will, by the way, put on my dress," Nico exclaimed. I made a confused face. Stella? Why did she call her Stella? She was her mom, after all. I sat down on her cute, fluffy carpet. "Who's that?" I asked. "My nanny, or our nanny. We're going to a dumb party for Sadie," Nico said, rummaging through stuff, frowning. "Your parents are?" I said, giving her a chance to carry on. "On a business trip. But my nanny is like my mom, so yeah, that's what I meant," Nico explained, looking like she found what she was looking for. "A purple pouch?" She went inside her room and got into a pink dress with a pink feathery bow and straightened it out before rushing over to me and holding both of my hands, squealing. "Now, time to put on some makeup!" I gasped. "Makeup? Was she good at putting it on? Is she professional? Will Sadie realize what I look like, a melted clown?" I brushed those questions away and did a quivery smile. "You good?" she asked. I nodded in a normal-ish way.